Such a beautiful Thursday morning to all. Welcome to Morning Light with Scott Borsky on WWDB. It is such an honor to join with you in faith and love and all that's good in God. No better song to begin this morning with the acknowledgement that there is a reason we wake up each and every morning. There is a reason we live in God's image to bring blessings to others. Please join with Unspoken with Their Reason.
Seasons of winter, and you'd give anything to feel the sun always raging, always climbing, always second guessing the timing. But God has a plan, a purpose in this. You are His child, and don't you forget, He put that hunger in your heart.
It is so wonderful to be with you. We thank God each and every morning that we wake up. We remember what God has done for us in the past and know that God will do everything for good with us now. We join with Torrin Wells and Jen Johnson on their beautiful Famous Four. Over and over,
Make way through the waters. Walk me through the fire. Do what you are famous for. What you are famous for. Shut the mouths of lions. Bring dry bones to life. Yeah. Do what you are famous for. What you are famous for. I believe in you. God, I believe in you. Release your love inside of me. Unleash your power for all to see. Spirit, come and fall on us. Over and over. All things are possible.
It is so wonderful to bring in new music that's coming out from the best singers, the best songwriters in the spiritual world, in the faith-filled world. I just love this new song by We Are Messengers. It's called God Be the Glory.
When the ground beneath my feet is shaking like a leaf, God, you're still good to me. When my hope is all but gone and I'm barely hanging on, God, you're still good to me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my hope. Just for beauty, joy for my morning. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Strength for my weakness, pain for my healing. Let this be my story. To God be the glory. Oh, oh, oh. You love me at my best. You love me in my mess. God, you're so good to me. There's one thing I am sure. Your promises endure. You make a way for me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my heart.
When I run into your courts, I will fall into your arms. I will sing a song of praise. Ashes for beauty, joy for my morning.
It is always so important to be in a constant, a continual state of prayer. That is how God acknowledges our voice, saying, I know that voice. I will help her. I will help him on that journey through the given purpose and the given mission in life. Never be distant from God. Please join with Mike Todd on his wonderful, inspiring words, distant from God.
And some of us have been trying to reach God from across the room. Some of us have kept God at an arm's length, been like, God, I'll do my thing over here, but when you need me, you know how to really get me. And God says these next instructions of crazy faith may be coming in whispers. They may have to be something that you only get after 5 or 6 days in my presence. It may be something that I only give when you shut off your iTunes and the radio and the Instagram, and for the next week and a half, you drive in silence. Why? Because I want to be close. I want to hear you. I want to sense you. I want to feel you. I want to know you, because I will not miss the next thing you want to do in my life, because there was too much space.
On this Thursday, if your dreams and goals and aspirations don't seem to be closer to your heart yet, let your heart not be worried. Just know that with God, as Danny Gokey sings, you just haven't seen it yet.
Have you been praying and you still have no answers? Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you had through so many tears? Don't forget the things that he's done before, and remember he can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are. Only moments from the break of dawn, all his promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. Don't ever doubt his love for you, 'cause it's only in his love that you find a breakthrough. Oh, it's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet.
can't see yet, but we believe this.
I believe, oh, I believe that our best is yet to come. Oh, your best is yet to come.
It is so very important to always put God first in everything you do and everything you say, in all your actions, each and every day. Please join with Consumed by Fire with their First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's the prize? I don't wanna love what the world loves. I don't wanna chase what the world does. All I wanna see.
We are almost in the month of April, And certainly it is a blessing that so many wonderful holidays are coming. I would certainly like to wish everybody who celebrates Easter a blessed Easter this summer. This Sunday, may you be close to all those that you love. May you go to services and get closer to God in every single essence of your life. A happy Easter to everyone. For those who celebrate Passover, Passover is coming very soon, the end of April, but this, a week from Sunday, April the 7th, in Cherry Hill, we are having a wonderful event for the kids, the kiddies. It's our chocolate Seder. Everything on a traditional Seder plate will be chocolate. Instead of wine, we'll have chocolate milk and so forth. If you would like to join us, any faith, any religion, any background you are, it would be an honor. Please, please contact me on social media, Facebook or Instagram, in person, email. I'm very easy. Just Google me. I would love to see you on April 7th at our Chocolate Seder. It is the highlight of our year. And on that note, we acknowledge that things we do may not be in the time that we want them to be done. We acknowledge that we work in God's time, not ours. Please join with the Collingsworth family on their beautiful, "Your Ways Are Higher Than Mine."
It's not what I prayed for, it's not what I wanted, it's not something I understand. My circumstances seem so confusing, I'm placing it all in your hands. Your ways are high. Mountains to move, but you want me to climb, so I'm gonna trust you will work your will in your time. Your ways are higher than are high.
God sets us on our path that we need to go. God lights the light in every step that we take. No matter whether we are in the valley now, we know that tomorrow and today on Thursday is a new day with new mercy and new grace and new blessings and wonders and miracles. God is indeed, as Michael W. Smith sings, our way maker.
Working in this place, I worship you, I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper.
I wanted to remind you that if you don't have the opportunity to listen every morning at 7 o'clock, Monday through Friday, certainly 24/7, go to the podcast at www.dbam.com, www.dbam.com, so you can play the podcast on any smart device anywhere that you are to be filled with faith. And please share that with those in your circle of life, your circle of love. And remember that we are who God says we are indeed. Join with Lauren Daigle on her You Say.
You say fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Did you thank God this morning? Did you wake up and say, God, thank you for another day that I could fulfill the blessings that you will have me fulfill? Did you begin a conversation with God? And after all, what is prayer? Prayer is just a fancy word that means a conversation. Please join with Marshall Hall on his thanks.
Sing it again, choir. Thanks. Lord, for the strength you give. We simply carry on through life's toils and tests, the worst and best. You've never left me alone. You're always right beside me, and you hear me when I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend. I give you all the praise. Hey, thanks. Thanks for this moment, and I will continually, for each day I live, your praise to give. I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made such change. And since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks. Sing it with me, church, now. Thanks. Thanks.
Hope to receive that daily bread from God, that manna from heaven, a new set of blessings. So today will be even brighter than tomorrow. Join with Blessing Offer on his brighter days.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Trying hard to breathe in the dark, in the dark. I know there's gonna be some brighter days.
Yes, sir.
I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter.
know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain.
I feel it in me like the beating of life.
Don't forget that when we go to bed at night, for example, last night, I hope you took the problems out of your hands and gave them to God, because you need to sleep, you need to rejuvenate, you need to renew. But God, my friends, never sleeps, God never slumbers. So while you are sleeping, God works on your problems so today can be filled with righteousness. Please join with Jeremy Camp on his Out of My Hands.
Every day this never-ending pressure tries to take its claim over my heart. I have tried to hold it all together, but time and time again I fall apart. But that's where I find my life was never mine at all. You are the one inside, always in control. So when it feels like all of this pain is never gonna end, fall to my knees by all of these things I don't understand, don't understand. I will let the weight of my fear fall like sand, out of my hands and into yours, out of my hands and into yours. Truth that's healing me, knowing I can trust you is a treasure. With eyes wide open now I finally see, it's here that I find my life was never mine at all. You're still the one inside, always in control. You are strong enough. Only you can take this out of my hands, out of my hands. You're greater than all my sorrows, worthy of all my trust. Thank you, Lord, that this is out of my hands, out of my hands. By all of these things I don't understand, I don't understand. I will let the weight
Never think your problems are too big for God. We have, my friends, a big God that solves everything for us. So when you think, oh, this is too much for God to even understand, remember, each and every day, as Terry Ann sings, we have a big, big God.
They think that I'm all by myself in this fight, but they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, under fire, but my Goliath, standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about a big God, big God. When trouble comes around, my world in his hands, the monsters I face don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him. Man, I'm talking about a big God, big God. When trouble comes around the way, only remedy for big eyes is a big God. Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up in praise for the times that he pulled me through. I'm counting on a big God that they can't stop.
Even though we were in the springtime, it's still a little bit chilly outside, and sometimes we may feel lost on the outside and on the inside of us. Never feel lost. When you have faith, God always knows where you are, and God always is leading us down the path as our shepherd. Please join with Natalie Grant and Corey Asbury on their beautiful You Will Be Found.
Nobody was there. Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear?
So let that lonely feeling wash away. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. 'Cause when you don't feel strong enough to stand, but you can reach out your hand.
And oh, someone will come running, and I know they'll take you home.
carry you. And when you're broken on the ground,
you will be found. To let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around, and you will be found.
There's a place where we don't have to feel unknown. And every time you call out,
you're a little less alone.
And oh, and if you only say the word,
oh, from across the silence, your voice is heard.
And as we close today, always be covered in the armor of God. Always know that God is surrounding us with the glory and the kingdom of all that is good. And on that, have a beautiful day, everybody. I look forward to seeing you on Friday. And as we always say, I'll pray more, worry less.